The Warrior Soul podcast is written, produced, and edited by me, Chris Albert. Our goal is to empower U.S. military veterans to live their absolute best lives. And we do that by providing tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas that they can apply into their lives to become wiser, stronger, smarter, more resilient, and more capable human beings in the civilian world. If you're not a veteran, stick around because anything we talk about here can obviously apply to you. And if you like what we have to say and the information we provide and the guests we bring on, please head over to iTunes and write us a written rating and review. It really helps to spread word about the show and to get this helpful information into the hands of more veterans so that they can in turn improve their lives and shape the future of this country. This podcast is brought to you by the amazing, the wonderful F-Bomb Nutrition. They make awesome, delicious packets of fats. These are portable snacks that you can carry with you anywhere. It's so hard to find a low-carb snack out there, but these guys have done it. They got macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate. They mix them up with sea salt. They mix them up with pecan butter. They've got awesome meat sticks, and they've got these delicious cheese snacks that they put out there. Plus, they're an amazing company. They send boxes of this stuff out to the troops on the front line. It's not something we ask them to do. It's something they volunteered to do. So if you want to get some of the best low-carb, high-fat snacks on the planet, head over to www.dropanfbomb.com. Use the code WARRIORSOUL at checkout, and you'll get 20% off your first order. This podcast is also brought to you by the amazing, awesome people at Save the Brave. Save the Brave is an organization that provides camaraderie events for veterans. They do fishing events, they do golfing events, they do other sporting events, and they also do a lot of work to help Gold Star families. And look, we've all heard stories about veterans charities where the executive boards are taking these giant salaries, and I don't have a problem with that at all. But here's the thing. I want to make sure that whatever organization I'm talking about is doing amazing work. SaveTheBrave.org is doing absolutely outstanding work. Their board doesn't take any salary whatsoever, and they are having an amazing impact. They're focused on getting veterans to live their absolute best lives, and that's what this podcast is about, and that's why we wanted to work with them. So if you're interested in volunteering or donating to Save the Brave, head over to www.savethebrave.org and make your donation or your request today. Finally, this podcast is brought to you by Warrior Soul Apparel. This is a clothing company that I actually helped to start a couple of years ago as we were beginning the brand Warrior Soul. We've got some amazing t-shirts. We've got skivvy shirts with some pretty funny sayings on there, like, I love Jesus, but I cuss sometimes. We've also got some awesome hero shirts. We have the amazing Hard Times Breed Hard People series. And these are just great shirts that I've helped create. And they support the show. So if you're interested in getting some Warrior Soul shirts, head over to www.warriorsoul.shop. And finally, if you're interested in joining a new group that we are putting together here at Warrior Soul, a group for those who are looking to live epic lives worthy of epic obituaries, stick around to the end. We'll have some information for you to check out. With that, let's get into the episode. This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
You know, one thing I'm sure that many of you have realized right now is that life can be pretty shitty at times. So no matter who you are, your life is going to contain obstacles. There's going to be defeats. There's going to be hard times. And if you're doing anything meaningful, well, then you're probably going to fall on your face over and over and over again. Here's the thing. There's a lot of people who go through that and they develop a negative mindset about life. You know, it's those people who say things like, I can't catch a break, or, you know, the world just seems like it's against me. Here's the thing, guys, and I really want you to understand this. The world doesn't care. It really doesn't care about you. It doesn't care about me. It doesn't care about any of us. But that's because the world doesn't revolve around us. It doesn't make us late for meetings. It doesn't keep people from liking our Instagram photos. It doesn't hold a gun to our head and tell us that we've got to go to college or start a business or lose weight or join the military. The truth is that we do all of that. It's us, right? We choose to do those things. Here's the other thing. The world doesn't give a rat's ass if you decide to quit, or if you give up, or if you fail. It doesn't care if you're happy or if you're sad or if you have a purpose in life or not. The world's job isn't to give us our purpose. It's not to give us any deeper meaning, nor is it anybody else's job. A lot of people put this stuff onto their families. They put it onto their parents, but it's not your parents' job. It's not your husband or your wife's job. It's not your teachers. It's not your friend's job to give it to you. It's definitely not the government. Your job is to find that meaning and to bring meaning to this life by finding your own purpose. Now, we talked about this last episode, right? How important meaning was if you're ever going to do anything hard. Right? We talked about that a bit. And a lot of you out there are probably wondering, well, how do you find meaning? How do you create meaning? And the thing is this, you don't chase it. You don't try to pursue it. You don't find your purpose one day. It's not going to be brought down from heaven by an angel and just shown to you. Your purpose is something that you've got to create. You've got to look at the world around you. And rather than complaining about something that's been going wrong or sitting there and bitching about it, what you've got to do is you've got to work to right that wrong. You've got to put yourself into a position where you can solve that problem. And that's the type of thing that's going to give you purpose. Right now, there's potential opportunities to find meaning and purpose all around you. But it's that idea that you have in your head that somehow the world is against you, or that somehow you can't catch a break, that's really keeping you from seeing it. It's made you blind. And because you're blind, you're not able to see all the opportunity you have all around you. Right? And that's not to say that, hey, you got to stop what you're doing and just start a business. Well, guess what? There's something going wrong at work. Right? If things aren't being run the way they're supposed to be, well, then you've got an opportunity to step up. And you've got an opportunity to find meaning there. The thing is this, we don't have a lot of control over many things in this life. We don't have a lot of control over when we're going to die. We don't have control over the circumstances that we were born into. What we do have control over is how we see those circumstances. And we can see them either as chains, or we can see them as opportunities. And we've all got opportunities. There's not one of you that's listening to this podcast right now that doesn't have them. And when you really think about it and you think about the long history of humankind, well, guess what? You were lucky enough to be born now, where you get things like podcasts and where you get things like smartphones and where you're probably not starving and you probably don't need to worry about an armed band of hooligans trying to decapitate you or anything like that, right? You were lucky enough to be born here and now of all the times and places you could have been born. So that at the very least should help you to understand that there is a world of opportunity around you, but it's opportunity that you've got to create. And in order for you to create it, you've got to start seeing the world in a different way. And that's all I've got for today, guys. I hope that you got a lot out of this episode, and I hope that these episodes in general are helping you along on your way. If you did get something out of this, and if you do enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider heading over to iTunes and writing us a written rating and review. It really helps to spread the word about the show and to get this into the hands of more veterans. For those of you who might be looking for a little more, we've started a group here at Warrior Soul called the Warriors Obituary Society. And the idea of the group is to empower its members to live epic lives worthy of epic obituaries. It starts with an 8-week development program. And through that program, you are going to be creating your own vision. You're going to be setting meaningful goals. And then from there, you are going to be working on specific areas of your life. You're going to develop a customized fitness program that's going to meet your needs. You're going to work on a finance plan that's going to help you to save more, pay off your debt, and start investing. And then you're going to work on your career, your business, your personal relationships, and every other facet of your life that's going to be meaningful to you. If you're interested in checking this out, head over to www.warriorobituarysociety.com. That's warriorobituarysociety.com. And if you still have questions after that, feel free to email me at chris@warriorsoul.gogi.com. That's A-G-O-G-E. With that, guys, I want to thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back at you next week with some more awesome content.